Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to our 10th episode, where we will briefly review a Ringo Award nominee, Fangs, by Sarah Anderson. We'll be playing games and we'll be peer pressuring our other friend.
This is the best episode that we've ever released so far because we are joined by my other best friend, Alana. Hi, Alana.
Hello. Hey.
Okay, so Fangs is a love story between a vampire and a werewolf by the creator of the enormously popular Sarah Scribbles comics, which I'm sure everybody has seen. This is exactly the Goodreads description, so don't even be surprised. Elsie the vampire is 300 years old, but in all that time, she's never met her match. This all changes one night in a bar when she meets Jimmy, a charming werewolf with a wry sense of humor and a fondness for running wild during the full moon. Together, they enjoy horror films and scary novels, shady strolls, fine dining, although never with garlic, and a genuine fondness for each other's unusual habits, macabre lifestyles, and monstrous appetites. Alana.
Yes?
How much does your personal identity as a furry impact your decision to choose this graphic novel?
All right, audience. Christian has been gaslighting me that I'm a furry for years, so... disputing the claim, however, it was adorable. It was very cute.
So you choose to dispute the claim by not disputing the claim. Interesting. Andrew, what were your thoughts on Fangs?
I thought it was a really cute story. I had never heard of it until Alana chose it, but it's actually kind of really cute. I think everybody should read this, to be honest. But there is a little bit of a furry undertones, Alana.
Okay. Christian found this comic. I was given a list of which I saw something vampire. So I was like, that sounds fun. And then, you know, it was cute. It was very wholesome. But also the topless dog wagging the tail thing. I can't
get All jokes aside, though, this is actually a really good story that everyone should be reading. It's very wholesome. It's really cute.
It's very slice of life. It's very nice. It's a quick read. Your day-to-day adventures, like them falling in love. Like you see them meeting in a bar. The fact that she is obsessed with this man, and that is so funny. Like, she is like, I love you so much, I want to eat you.
Yeah, she's like 300 years old, she's never had a real lover, and then she meets this werewolf on a date, and I just kind of assumed it was like a Tinder date, you know, and I thought it was really cute. It's really cute, and it's a very quick read, so anybody could like pick it up and just go through it real quick.
We read the version that's on Tapas, so it was free online. But if you read the actual Fangs graphic novel, there's 25 more original stories or original comics in there. And I haven't gotten to those yet, but I'm sure it'll be just as cute. I don't know. It has a definite, I don't want to say a definite storyline because there really isn't a story. It's really just like slice of life, like one-off love stories every time. It'll be, I don't know, Elsie standing in front of a mirror like, oh, she's like, oh, it's date night, but there's no reflection.
Or he tries to take a picture with her, like a selfie, and she doesn't show up because she's a vampire, you know?
And everyone's like, where's your girlfriend? He's like, I can't get a picture. Oh, the one that killed me was when she's like, I've been called many names in my life, and she names them off like Queen of Darkness, and then she gets to the last one, and she's like, and now I'm known as Morning Cream Puff, and I was like, that's me.
No, it was a really cute one. My favorite one though was whenever she gives him a book of like 300 something names and he's like, are these your ex-lovers? And she goes, no, these are the people I've killed.
I know, and he's just like, cool.
Or like when he's like, oh no, don't cry, and she's like crying blood, and
oh
like,
my god,
that is genuinely terrifying. That was not
he said, please, really don't cry, please.
It's terrifying.
Alana.
Yes.
As a person in a committed relationship, do you find yourself modeling these furry behaviors, these furry slash monster fucker behaviors in your everyday life?
Christian, do you find that since you project so hard onto me that maybe you have some deep-seated, unaddressed furry tendencies that you just haven't come to terms with yet?
Ooh.
I wouldn't find that. I'm just a bully. I looked for your weak point, figured out that was it, and decided to needle you about it endlessly.
But it's
for
backfiring because I'm just gonna lean into it.
So you find yourself leaning into the furry lifestyle more and more.
My
Interesting.
Persona is a bunny.
Christian is a monster fucker, which is another reason she put this on the list.
Yes.
No, I'm just the captain. Hold on, Alana. Not the captain of the True Blood Brigade. Not the captain of the Alexander Skarsgård Stan Living Life.
You mean the show I've literally never seen?
Mm.
Is it though?
You can all you want, but we both know I never watched that show. Well, you have everyone on DVD.
There is a theme here. I'm just saying Christian is the one that found the furry comic too.
Let me read you everyone the list.
Evidence points.
Well, I found the comic book because I'm knowledgeable about comic books and I knew that this lady had written a book. But let me, hold on. Since you're going to say I found it, I want to read everyone the list of things that Alana could have chosen. There's Nimona, which is very popular. I didn't even read most of these. I just know that they're popular. Nimona, which I have read. Lady Castle, which I haven't. Princeless, which I've read. Princeless, Raven, the Pirate Princess, which is a spinoff. Alana initially chose that, but I was like, I don't know if you'll be able to follow it. I'm sorry for putting it on the list, but you can still pick it. It has a pretty self-contained story. Saga, which is somehow from one of Andrew's favorite comic book writers, and he's never read it. Interesting. Yeah, and the main character's name is actually Alana. Die, which is something about Dungeons and Dragons. Second Coming, I think that has something to do with Jesus, and Alana also has a pretty gnarly Jesus fetish. So I figured, you know, that's a good one for her. Sleepless, which is very cute. Also very popular. I just read it. Farmhand, never read that. Money Shot, never read that. Fangs.
Okay, why would I pick something that's called Money Shot? Why would I pick that?
I don't know.
I kind of would have chosen.
Like to have your face skated on. I don't know.
No!
Crumbs, don't interrupt me. I don't know what that is, actually. I was just, honestly, I Googled self-contained graphic novels, something short, something for the summertime, something for the girls to turn up to. Ice Cream Man, which I think is scary, probably. Something is Killing the Children, Once in Future, and Heroin Chic. Out of all of these things...
You know I'm obsessed with vampires.
Yeah.
You know that
monster
is
fucker.
My thing.
Yeah,
listen, have you heard me saying I wanted to bang vampires? You are the one thirst trapping over some True Blood characters.
My favorite character on True Blood is this vampire called, oh crap, I forgot his name. But he was like, he was in like a televangelist preacher, right? And he like was super homophobic. He was anti-vampire, anti-everything. And then he got like kidnapped and turned into a vampire and like tortured and stuff. Oh, I think it's Steve Newland. And then the next season, he showed up in front of the main character's hot brother. And he was like, who was a human, by the way, I should mention that. And he was like, I'm a gay vampire American. And that, oh my God, I've never laughed harder than that moment. Because I was like, because I had missed a bunch of episodes. And I was like, is that what all that was leading up to? That was such a terrible payoff that I just was like snorting laughing.
I think that's a pretty accurate payoff because people like that are usually your gay vampire Americans.
You gotta do it with the twang. I'm a gay vampire American.
It's the your daddy accent.
Your daddy, no.
He might have been your father, boy.
But he ain't your daddy. Oh, man. I don't know. See, Christian's obviously the one that has seen this show obsessively.
Yeah. I kept watching it for a really long time. The only reason I even stopped is because in the last season, they killed off my favorite character in the first episode of the last season. How y'all gonna kill Tara off like that? It's already like Tara was like, there were two black characters, right? Lafayette and Tara and their cousins. And they both had the shittiest life possible. Like, oh my God, their lives were both so horrible. And it's like, I was like, are the people who run this show racist? Because it's like, you know, like on the Vampire Diaries where Bonnie like just suffered and suffered and suffered. And you know, yes. Speaking of the Vampire Diaries, everybody was like, they're so hot. They're so hot. First of all, the one brother who, the blonde one, he was one of Sweetness's goons in Roll Bounce. I've never taken him seriously. And also, weren't they Confederates? I was like,
Oof.
Speaking of Confederates, also homeboy Bill from True Blood, little Confederate soldier himself. And they acted like Tara was crazy in episode one when she was like, Jew on slaves.
I haven't seen the show.
Yeah, you're kind of talking to an up wall right here. Nobody knows what you're saying.
Like, listen, I don't know. I am like, when the vampire craze hit, I was in middle school, so I was like, yeah, I might as well just get caught up in the wave.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
My mom has never believed in censorship, so like, I was watching The Tudors. Like, I have season one of The Tudors on DVD now, but I was watching that like when it came on in like the early 2000s, and like, I had unfettered access to HBO. There were no parental controls. 40. I had a TV in my room. I would sit up and watch anything. But I remember your friend, Rachel, was the one who introduced me to the whole True Blood thing because she was reading the books. And I read 30 pages of one on the bus because I was like, kind of looked at that. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, this is racy, raunchy, and disgusting. And she was like, oh, yeah, and there's going to be a TV show. And I was like,
what? Sign me up.
No, actually, I didn't even start watching the TV show until like season 2 or 3, maybe. It was when they introduced Sophia Vergara's super hot husband.
Oh.
Because I was channel flipping and I saw him and I was like, flip, flip, flip.
My parents were obsessed with that show back in the day.
No, your parents have good taste. They introduced me to Franny Fisher, to like Pinkerton show. Like, they know what quality is. Or we just had the same bad taste. I don't know why.
I mean, you guys had TV show nights together while I'm in California pretty often.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Speaking of, honestly, vampires, I'm pretty sure I lent your dad my friggin' Underworld movies and I forgot to get them back, so I should probably do that.
Good luck. I have no idea, dude. I haven't been home in almost a year, but I'm sure Brenda knows where they're at.
Yeah.
Speaking of the vampires, though, I did like how in this story, Sarah Anderson kept everything like very, very stereotypical vampire, like what you know,
that,
you know,
graphic style, the art.
Yeah, they didn't try to modernize it at all. Like, it was very, and the werewolf too, you know, he touches her ring on accident in silver and he burns himself. I like how they kept it very OG.
Or he kissed her and he had just eaten garlic and she was like,
she starts throwing up and he was like, oh, my bad.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of what we do in the shadows with how like they blended the modern with like traditional vampires.
No, it gave me a whole different vibe. You know, Adam's Family. I was like, oh, that's what we're doing.
I know. And I, like I said before, I really felt like this was like a Tinder date too, which is very traditional. So, because, you know, it was like a first date type of thing. They didn't know each other beforehand, but it was really good.
The reaction, how they did that, he was like, cats or dogs, and she was like, oh, dogs, and his face, I was just like, aw.
And then when he was like, most people, they're terrified of me when I turn, and then I was like, sir, she is a whole ass vampire.
And then it goes to the next scene and he's just a dog running around in the moonlight.
Yeah,
and she's like, awesome.
All the times he's like shaking mud on their place and stuff.
Yeah, like when he came out of the shower and she's sitting on the couch, like, and he's like, no, don't shake.
Or like when, this was disgusting, I thought, when he had been like out running all night and she's like in the bathtub and he just climbed in. I was like, no.
Ew,
yeah, no. As a dog still, yeah.
No, you're not finna give me soup coochie.
Ew.
No, thank you.
I know, I liked it though, because it was very traditional. Because, you know, everything these days tries to make vampires different in its own way. But this one didn't. Werewolves too, but... this one
What's
didn't.
Your favorite werewolf movie?
Movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a tough question.
Mine is Ginger Snaps. It's like really about like puberty and all this other stuff, but like Ginger Snaps is crazy. I watch it on Halloween every year. They should play it during Women's History Month. There's like a million Ginger Snapses, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that one. Cause for some reason, the only thing I can think of.
Werewolf movies.
Yeah, what all I'm thinking vampires? Of is fucking Twilight. But vampire movie?
Yeah.
Ooh, what's the one with Tom Cruise?
Vampire.
Yes, that one.
Oh, with Brad Pitt?
Oh, Brad Pitt,
like,
yeah.
I don't own the movie, yeah. I actually read the book, and I think that author is a pedophile.
I read the book, and it was really giving me some creepy vibes, and I was like, I want to like this so bad, but the whole, like, child-adult vampire thing who wants to act like an adult and a child, it was weird.
Who's the woman in that movie? Because she was hella young, wasn't she?
It was Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, she was super young in that movie, I think.
You know how my mom like will have grudges on people based on stuff they do in movies? Like how my mom didn't like me anymore for years because of Entourage. Tell me why she does not like Kirsten Dunst now because of Hidden Figures. Because she said she was too good at being racist.
She's not wrong, though. She's not wrong.
And then she said Bryce Dallas Howard. She's like, I know Ron Howard's not like that, but she on thin ice. And like Don Johnson, he might be getting ready to go in this household, because tell me why the last three things we've seen Don Johnson in, he was racist. Like, he was Big Daddy in Django Unchained. And then he was in the freaking Watchmen miniseries. And I was like, oh man, Don Johnson just died. He's redeeming himself. I was like, dang. And then they go in his house and find some KKK robes.
Oh.
And then I was like, what the hell? And then Knives Out. And he said all this stuff. And I was like, oh yeah. My mom was like, Don Johnson might be back to go.
But yeah, Kristen Dunst was 11 in that movie. Like, way too young to be kissing Brad Pitt.
Well, and like in the book, it's basically like she gets turned as a child. And so her body never grows, but she's like, you know, 100 years old and stuff. And they start talking about how she wants to be a woman. And like, she like starts coming on to him. And it's just weird.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I stopped reading it because I was like, ooh.
No, I read the whole book because I was in high school. And like, it was my only form of entertainment for a whole weekend. And I was like, And you know, it's just not a very, very good book, Interview with the Vampires, honestly. It's long-winded, and they have so many like twists and turns when they start talking about the other vampires. And then I found out it was a series. I read one of the other books that was about Armand, and I was like, this is horrible too. I only read the Armand book because in the movie Armand is played by super sexy Zorro, Puss in Boots, Antonio Banderas. Also, did I tell you guys that I'm stupid and I never realized that?
You had to tell us.
I hope you break your fucking ankle tomorrow. Anyway, I never realized that Antonio Banderas playing Puss in Boots, like in the whole like vibe he has. I didn't realize that was connected to the fact that he's Zorro. Like, I just figured that out as an adult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew that even when I was a kid, Christian.
Well, I had never seen Zorro.
I did not put that together.
My mom did not like that movie. Shit.
It's because he drew like the pea in the tree, you know, like Zorro does with.
I didn't get it. I had never seen Zorro until high school. I actually watched it with Alana's parents.
It was a great movie. That movie was really funny.
Like, what's so funny is I like read all the Twilight books because everybody else did. I didn't think they were all that good, but I was like, I could get why people read these, right? I watched all the movies with my dad, like went to go see them at the theater with my dad.
Listen, I'll stand by it, but Twilight is one of like the best / worst movies series like ever. Yeah. I would definitely rewatch those movies over and over. They're not good, but they are so fun to watch.
Oh yeah,
I don't even care.
I like no, the they time. Are.
But yeah, like now they're trying to make a Twilight resurgence. I'm like, no, we should not. We don't resurge that. Let's keep it where it was.
Yeah, let's stay dead. I hope they don't try to make a resurgence of this because that just means that they're going to end up trying to make a remake of this, and we don't need that. We want our bad quality acting. I want to watch that
fully white Taylor Lautner apparently.
Exactly. I don't want a fucking remake of this shit. It was bad and I want it to stay bad.
What I think was so funny is that the movie Vampire Suck and like all the other Twilight parodies, why were they so funny?
Why was Vampire Suck so popular too? Like that one was like a huge movie.
Yeah. And like all those parody movies were out at the time, like superhero movie with Drake.
Yes.
What's his name? And
Drake Bell. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the
pedophile.
Yeah, that's.
Oof. Did you guys know that he had like moved to Mexico and was like making Spanish music? Like he had changed his name to Drake Campana, which I guess is Bell in Spanish. Yeah, like I feel like nobody knew that but me.
That's anyway. Fucking hilarious. That is hilarious. He's like
no idea.
Anyway, this is a comic book podcast, so
yes.
We're not doing great this time.
in the instant death portion of this is really just an episode.
Instant death.
Yeah,
hello.
Death.
I think you took it to a different level. Let's stay on the level we're at. I don't want to be a part of instant death.
We're at death. Okay. No, jokes aside. This is, we're gonna do a little comic book quizzy poo to see who my real best friend is. These are all things that you guys would know if you listened to me and paid attention to me when I talk. Don't make excuses about your various problems paying attention and how much I talk. If you listen to me, if you internalize the words that I said,
you know what, fuck you, because I was gonna say word. You talk too much. We can't remember everything you say.
Like I previously told you 5 minutes ago, I hope you break your fucking ankle tomorrow. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, no, jokes aside, there's 20 points in this initial quiz and there's like 3 or 4 bonus questions, and whoever gets the most points is my real best friend. So are you guys
are we like buzzing in? How do we do this?
Just whoever says the answers first.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
You're going down, Alana. I'm winning.
I have a feeling I am because I've said before, I don't know shit about fuck when it comes to comics.
No, honestly, these answers are purposefully hard. So you're both probably going to do really bad. But hopefully,
So our neither of us are your actual best friend.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Neither of us get the title.
I guess we'll see how it goes.
Christian said she took it out or like tried it on her mom first. So I guess her mom's her only friend, which kind of makes sense. If
No, actually, I said she did better than I think you guys will.
And she didn't even win.
No.
Damn. Okay. I'm ready.
She knew the first question, which I sincerely doubt either of you will. It's kind of niche. And I'm not going to tell you how much the points are until after I finish the or until after I get an answer.
You just said there were 20 points.
Well, there's 20 points total. So you don't know how much you're going to win by until I tell you after. It's like reverse Jeopardy.
Let's do it.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. What was the first Black superhero movie ever made?
Green Lantern?
No. Andrew.
It's not Blade. There was one before that.
No, you're both wrong. It's Meteor Man. You guys lost out on 5 points.
Never got that.
Who would you call first if Dr. Doom attacked?
The Fantastic Four.
That's 1 point. Go, Andrew.
That was easy.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Alana's probably sitting there like, who is that?
Exactly. I was like, who the fuck is Dr. Doom?
Have you not watched the Fantastic Four movie with Chris Evans and Jessica Biel? Like, that's
when I was like a small baby child and I remember it was trash.
Yeah.
It was also like a really bad quality movie that I would stand by. Yeah, that needs to stay like that forever.
I was about to say, Alana, you came out as on the that same answer time. Because I'm obsessed with that movie. Cole from Charmed played Victor Von Doom.
It came out at the same time as Hellboy, and so I remember that, and I was like, Hellboy's pretty cool, and then we watched Ron Fantastic Perlman Four, and I was like, this is garbage. This is terrible.
That's kind of fair. I see that.
To be fair, Hellboy's not that great either. Ron Perlman
Yes, it is!
Ate.
Okay, it's cool! Just
that movie was great. I'm with Alana on this one. But or it's no, also, actually, it's not on, quality, again.
Number two is actually the one that I really hate. Hellboy 1, it's pretty solid. It's just like paranormal stuff. I was like, ah, cool. He's just big demon thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
Okay, next question.
Which member of the Dark Knight's rogue gallery Which member of the Dark Knight's rogues gallery did Jim Carrey play in Batman Forever?
Shit, I hate Jim Carrey.
Joker?
No. But cool. It's something that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, the Riddler! The Riddler!
Oh, fuck! Fuck!
Go, Alana! That was 1 point.
Yeah, that was good, Alana.
I literally only know that because of Christian's costume.
I was like, Jim Carrey. I hate Jim Carrey, so I was sitting here trying to think of everything he's ever played.
Following up on that question, what Marvel Comics character's name does Method Man, who made the Riddler theme song in Batman Forever, co-opt as an alter ego?
Wait, say that again.
What?
What Marvel Comics character's name does Method Man co-opt as an alter ego?
What Marvel character does Method Man play?
No, he just uses
his other name?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could say the character's name. He uses their actual name. But you could just say the character.
Who the fuck is Method Man?
You don't know who Method Man is?
No, I told you.
Oh my God, Alana, have you never heard of the Wu-Tang Clan?
I mean, I've heard of them, yeah.
Oh my God, Alana, you're painting me.
You invited me, man.
Oh my God, you lose. You lose. Both of you lose.
Andrew didn't know.
It's Johnny Blaze, the goddamn ghostwriter.
Yeah, when was he ever?
What the fuck?
He says it all the time.
Dumb question. Next one.
Carry on.
Yeah,
that was a stupid question.
My mom knew it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You guys are media buddies. You watch everything.
No, because
together.
My mom's obsessed with Method Man. That's how
I knew that. That
it.
Was
I
what it was.
From listening to Method Man.
So you don't even know. How often have you told us? Hey, remember when Method Man played Johnny Blaze? Like,
all the
no.
time. Anyway, what group of heroes can be genetically referred to as Homo Superior?
X-Men. The mutants.
Oh wow! I'm gonna go ahead and give it to both of y'all because I'm impressed that Alana knew.
I'm impressed Alana knew, too. She came out, like, half a second after
you
me with that one.
You came out swinging, girl!
Yeah, she did.
I've watched a few X-Men movies.
I'm proud of you!
Yeah, I'm impressed. That was all. Damn.
She was X-Men!
You know what? You can give her that point. She earned it.
That was 2 points, actually. So, good
no,
job.
We'll just split it. We'll have one each. It's still tied.
I was just going to give you guys
Andrew
both,
still
two.
Wants to win.
So, what does the DC stand for in Let's know.
In Detective Comics?
Yeah. I already said it, so I'm just taking that one away.
I knew that one. So.
Okay.
That was funny.
Okay.
You were like,
Next question.
If you commit a crime and you get away with it with no consequences, you got off
scot-free.
Yeah.
That's a
comic. I didn't know that one.
That's Mr. Miracle's name.
Oh. I just have heard Christian say scot-free a lot.
That was a loaded question. I didn't know. I was like, I don't know. Innocent.
One of them was just a pun. And I honestly put that in there in case I accidentally said the DC Comics thing.
Which you did.
Yeah, I knew. I know myself. So that was another 2 points. In the movie Kill Bill Volume 2, the late David Carradine, who we've discussed at length on this podcast, gives a fatalistic and inaccurate monologue on the way which major superhero views humanity.
Say it one more time. It was hard to follow.
In the movie Kill Bill Volume 2, the late David Carradine gives a fatalistic and inaccurate monologue on the way which major superhero views humanity.
Superman?
Woo! Y'all arguing out about who got that one.
I said it first.
We said it together. I gave you half an X-Men point.
We can split that.
Yep.
Okay.
I think Alana's still winning.
I'm proud of Alana. She's out here swinging for these points.
Listen, okay.
You got this. Andrew, I need you to toughen up.
Should have kept my X-Men points. I'm not giving them away anymore. Now it's serious.
We fucking tied.
Okay.
You didn't give me shit.
This one is really hard, actually. But it's actually something that's really common knowledge. Very few actors have been in both DC and Marvel superhero films. What two women have done so by playing the same leather-clad DC character more than a decade apart?
Catwoman?
The women!
What women have both played Catwoman?
Yeah! They've been in both DC and Marvel superhero movies.
Oh, Halle Berry. And...
Are we talking character or actress?
The actress.
Okay.
Oh my God, what is her name? Oh my God, I know this one.
Everybody knows.
I don't know this one.
Hold on, give me a minute. I know this one.
Do you guys want a hint?
Yeah, give me the hint. I'm going to get this.
She was mentioned in the song 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars.
Okay, well, that didn't help. I already know that.
She was in the movie Batman Returns.
No, I know this. I know this.
Uma Thurman?
No.
Oh. Uma Thurman.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Well, so you guys have both lost the point.
I said Halle Berry.
I'll give you one for that. Okay.
What the fuck is her name? I have it on the tip of my tongue. She's blonde, right?
I'll throw you in a bonus one for another extra point.
What is her name?
Actually, that's 1.5. I'll give it to you. But okay, for another 1.5 points. Two men.
Wait, I almost have it.
No, it's done. Two men have also been in both Marvel and DC movies playing the exact same leather-clad DC comic superhero.
Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Oh.
I'm still on the Catwoman one.
One of them fairly recently, and one of them with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer was who I was trying to think of.
It was.
She's been in both. Damn it. I almost had it. I was sitting there because she was Wasp and she was Catwoman.
Yeah, and you know who knew that?
Me, bitch. I knew that.
My mom. But you can't think of the man, the two men.
What was the question? They both played Batman?
Yeah.
Fuck, who's played Batman?
I don't know that actor's name, but he was in it with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yep.
That wasn't the Dean Cain.
Sounds like neither one of you guys knows. It's Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Oh, I was not thinking of the right Batman.
Were you thinking of Val Kilmer?
Maybe. Or George Clooney? Kind of busted looking one.
Well, both of them are handsome, so I don't know who you're talking
about.
There was
one that I thought was kind of icky, but I can't remember which one.
Okay.
All right, last question.
This is the last question in the regular round before we get to our bonus questions, which are exponentially more points. So that really depends on that really determines who's going to smoke who. The concept of a masked hero with a secret identity does not actually originate in superhero comics. It comes from the 1905 novel, The Scarlet Pimpernel. What major historical event is happening in the novel?
In 1905?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a period piece. So the time it came out really doesn't matter.
Oh, nobody fucking knows this one. What? Give us like a time frame.
Hmm?
The World Fair? No. I can't think of anything.
The Scarlet Fever?
No.
Turn of the century, the Spanish influenza?
No.
It should have been the Scarlet Fever because it's in the name.
No.
Nobody's read this damn book. Nobody's going to know the answer.
Everybody's read this damn book. It's very famous.
I remember when I picked up that book from 1905 and I read it.
Yep.
The Scarlet Pumpernick.
Andrew.
Yeah, you know, that really famous book that we've all read in class together.
Literally, Batman is based on this character. And Zorro. So.
Ah, the Scarlet Pumpernick. My favorite. I love that vigilante.
World War One? No, that's too early.
You know, I'm really glad that you didn't call him like the Scarlet Pomchi or something.
The Scarlet Kimchi.
I have no idea. Christian, just tell us.
The French Revolution.
How the fuck would we have guessed that?
You would just have to know.
So that wasn't even a real question.
Anyway, for 4 bonus points.
4 kiss my ass points.
You're lucky that I'm determined to remain gracious and ladylike points. name a superhero movie. And this is for the first person to get it.
Name Fantastic a Four.
Movie that isn't based on a comic book.
Kill Bill.
No.
Yes.
It's not a superhero movie.
Okay.
You already lost, Alana.
That's totally a superhero movie.
How? What powers does she use?
Badass swordsmanship. Like, you know, Damian Wayne would.
Anyway. So it sounds like we're going to the next bonus question.
Wait, give Alana a chance.
Wait, could I name like a kid's movie?
Yeah. As long as it's a superhero movie.
The Incredibles. Oh,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Right? That's 4 bonus points for you.
Good job, Alana. Now,
that's 4
more bonus points. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
You could have also, if you were going to name an Uma Thurman movie, you could have said My Superhero Ex-Girlfriend.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Shit. I'm trying to think of more superhero movies. Let's see.
You're good to go. You were only going to get those.
Yeah, but
points.
Now I'm curious. Like
Hancock? The Meteor Man.
Hancock seems like it should have.
Like, I know,
more of a
right?
Storyline. That was so good.
That one was a good movie.
It and like, I usually don't see it for Will Smith. You guys know my mom's obsessed with him. I usually don't think he's like, oh, wow. He actually looked really handsome in that movie. I was like, go, Will. And then Charlize Theron, she ate.
Always.
So for the next 4-point bonus question, name a comic book movie that does not involve superheroes.
A comic book movie that does not involve superheroes.
Yeah, but
so
it's
how
based
do we
on
define
comic book.
Superheroes? Like they are
like
vigilantes or...
No capes, no flights,
okay.
No powers.
Superhero movie without comic book characters.
No comic book movie that does not involve superheroes.
Ooh, easy. And you're going to hate me for saying this one, but John Constantine.
No.
Not a superhero.
I won't take that.
I know you won't because that's right. And I know that you don't want to hear that one.
Those are superheroes.
Well, I mean, that is not a superhero. Like a cult,
but you know what? I'm not taking it, but I'll let you guess again.
You're not taking it because we both know Constantine's not a damn hero.
Yeah, listen. I'm not taking it because it's debatable.
The Punisher. Oh! No, I'm going to Punisher. Not Punisher. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't know where we're going with that.
What?
What is that movie called?
Are you thinking about Terminator?
Yeah, that was a comic book.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Did they make that comic book after or before?
I don't know, but it's a comic book.
No, I'm not taking that. I said, no, you know what I meant by that.
Nope, I'm taking it.
You're not
Wait,
getting the
so
point.
So what is the one that you had in mind?
Well, the one I was thinking of, honestly, was Men in Black, because I always think about Will
That's
Smith.
That's a comic book?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So yeah, that's just, you know what, Andrew, I'll give you 1 point. No, I'll give you 2 because it was 4 points because you said John Constantine, even though that's highly debatable. And honestly,
that's
wrong.
A debate.
Yeah.
That man is not a hero. His DC.
Is he even a good person?
No.
You could have even said, oh, I guess Preacher isn't a movie.
I know. I would have said Archie first, but you said movies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
You could have said Josie and the Pussycats.
That's a movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are all... Well, Sabrina was a show, so...
No, there's movies.
They've made movies?
Yeah.
Well, I love Sabrina.
Okay, and now you ready for the highest point bonus question, giving you 5 points. Okay, so with one of you at 10 points and the other one at 7.5, this 5 points is going to make or break the game. You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What living comic book creator am I respectfully terrified of?
Oh, and shit, why? It's the dude that wrote The Watchmen. I can't remember his name.
And why?
Because you think that he's a witch. I can't remember his fucking name.
I'm going to go ahead and
give it. We've all had this talk before.
So Alana wins with 15 points.
I would never remember the name, but I remember Christian's fear.
Can we just, it's funny that you even said that, that you said John Constantine, and then I was like, it's funny that you would say that based on what's coming next.
Alan Moore also created John Constantine.
Yeah, Christian said that she's terrified of him because he's a witch, and she ranted about that for like 30 minutes about how he terrifies her.
Yeah, I think we've all had that conversation.
If you'd ever seen this one interview I saw, like right when I got out of high school, he was sitting in like a fucking interrogation basement with the light overhanging and his hair down. And I was like, what kind of fucking interview is this? Oh my fucking God.
Dude.
And if you like literally read on the first part of his Wikipedia page, like somebody made a joke about it on Twitter. And now I'm finally vindicated for thinking it all these years that he was a witch. It was like something, something interesting in the occult. And I tell you, I've never clicked out of a tab so fast. I was like, click. And that's it. That's done. Terrifying.
And I won!
Alana Smoke, the co-host of a comic book podcast.
Half of that was bullshit.
7.5. 10? Wait, no.
But
sorry,
it was like a specially
curated
quiz specifically for Christian.
Yeah, to see who would be my ultimate best friend. And it's Alana, I guess.
I'll take it. I don't want a friend who argues with me about correct answers.
So you guys are going to be roommates. I feel like there will be things thrown. You guys are going to end up throwing shit at each other.
And we ain't even playing with that.
Y'all are both laughing while I picture you like holding knives and laughing while you're like holding up your knife. And you're like, ha, 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 I'm going to fucking cut you.
I will stomp you out with my fucking tap shoes, bro. Don't play with me. No. Jokes aside, did you guys have fun with our quiz?
I did. Unexpectedly did better than I thought.
I did not think you were gonna win. I honestly didn't think either of you would do that well. I'm really surprised that you even got to 7 points because they were those were such raggedy questions.
Those were raggedy questions.
And the points were all over the place. Like the first, it was like 5 points, 1 point, 1 point, 2 points, 2 points, 2 points, 3 points, 3 points. Like they added up to 20, but I didn't even know you guys were going to get 10. So I'm proud of y'all.
No, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm deeply surprised that you got that many, Alana. Not because I think you're dumb or anything, but I did not know you were going to know the homo superior thing.
Yeah, when she came out swinging with that one, even I was impressed.
Okay, that one was just context clues because I was like, okay, genetically modified homo superior, homo sapiens. I just kind of like put two and two together with that.
Wick.
It was good, yeah, because I knew that right off the bat and you were right there behind me like at a snap. It was that quick.
I'm proud of y'all. Yeah. I'm proud of you both. No, you guys really are both two of my best friends. I love you guys so much. Thank you for participating. Even though I called you a furry several times.
It's okay. I know that your bullying is how you show love. And I get you back plenty. I have my ways.
Yeah, but you can't get me nearly as effectively as Andrew can because I can accuse Andrew of anything. He'll just be like, I guess so, huh?
That's true.
Yeah.
Andrew doesn't give a straight fuck.
It's that level. Oh, speaking of, did you guys know that Taylor Lautner is apparently full white?
Yeah, you were the only one who didn't know.
Sounds like Alana didn't know.
Just two people.
That is a superhero movie. You know, I think I go ahead and throw that in.
Full white? He looks like he's at least mixed.
Apparently, no.
I could see that. No, but he's whole white.
They were like, yeah, he's got German, Dutch, English, blah, 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 ancestry. And it was like, no Native American, no Hispanic, no nothing. I was like, what?
You know what's always bothered me about him, though, is that he dated Taylor Swift. And it's like, how are two Taylors going to date each other? And then they did the movie together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I hate it.
Okay, so now you need to date another Andrew.
No, you need to date an Andy or a Drew. That would be funny.
Andrew and Drew, here to go party. I don't know. Like, what the hell do those two people do together?
Here to go party.
Yeah, I was like, what do two Andrews do?
Right, I thought, on the bottom of toys.
Oh my god, Andrew on both of our shoes. That's so ugly. I hate that. Just the thought of that just drives me crazy.
Honestly, Andrew, you know how I only dress up as superhero characters for like old comic book characters and superheroes from TV and like movies and stuff. I was gonna suggest that this year we be Buzz Lightyear and Andy from
Absolutely Toy Story. Not.
And I was like, that would be so cute. But then I didn't even realize the deeper insinuation if I had your name on my foot that you own me. I was like, that's just a bad ask. I like deleted the message right after I sent it. Because Andrew doesn't like to dress up, but I was like, oh, that would be just a fun costume. Would be so
Andrew
cute.
Loves to dress up. Andrew doesn't like doing the same theme over and over. I like being original.
How is it unoriginal? I'm always something different, except for when I was the Riddler those three times. But that was like for a work thing, for a party that was specifically Batman themed, and for a specifically Batman themed kids party where I was the star.
You were. You gave that Batman a run for his money.
I was giving him a run somewhere else, clearly.
He was trying to holler at you, too. But
I was like, sir, you charged Kayla like $200 for this. And I'm a better Batman entertainment because the little boy thinks I'm pretty.
It's true. He kept staring at your boobs.
Yeah, probably should have buttoned up my little Riddler costume, but it was an incredibly hot.
You made my October. Nephew's birthday very special.
Ew.
Yeah, I was like, sir, I have this like,
and like the full Riddler get up, and then Batman was right there, and TJ was like, oh shit, it's straight up Gotham City right now.
Yeah, I'm in all the pictures.
And then TJ kept trying to tackle the poor Batman.
No, I'm gonna give it to Batman though. He's good at dodging. He got out the way.
He did.
TJ stand for the Joker. You see what I did there?
I did. I made him the Joker for Halloween a few times too. It all makes sense.
It all went full circle. There it is.
It did.
Like, all we need is some music in this part. Like, the truth is out here. Music. So, Alana, I've previously stated that I would like you more if you got into comic books. Thoughts?
I am what I am. And I have no attention span, Christian.
I'm just saying. Well, actually, you know, you have compromised a little bit because, unlike Andrew, who is a bad friend, you started reading webtoons after I recommended it.
I did. I got very sucked.
Andrew won't even read the Batman webtoon.
You know what Andrew's about to start reading, though? I'm going to actually start reading The Eternals so we can be ready for that one.
Christian,
I thought you were about to get very sassy, and I was ready for you to just come out of pocket, and then you just like...
No, that was a serious question. Answer. No. Yeah.
No, have you never heard this podcast before, Alana? That's pretty much how we roll.
I don't think there's any like fluidity to any of our podcasts. It's like sometimes we're just attacking each other. Sometimes it's like, hey, we love each other. And then sometimes it's just all of it.
Yeah, I think we've gone through the full spectrum of everything we do during this episode because I feel like we started off with, this is about vampires. You're a furry. No, you want to have sex with monsters. No, you want to have sex with monsters. And, you know, we didn't even bring it all the way back around back to Alana on that one. Do you have any comic book recommendations for Alana or anything that you think she would particularly like? Andrew, you know, she's, I don't want to say new to comics because she's been reading, you know, like webtoons and like other things, but they kind of have a different release style. And I think she'd prefer something that was already written or more like a graphic novel.
A graphic novel, that's easy. You should read Parallel by Jason Douglas and artist Adam Ferris. But comic books... I don't know, because I've been reading the House of X comic books, but you can't just jump into that one, I feel like that's pretty loaded. Yeah, there's a lot you have to know about that.
I don't know, you might want to go on the Marvel Comics website and just look up the whole Hellfire Gala, because
yeah.
I feel like you could know nothing about X-Men or comic books, or even honestly give a shit about either of those, but the outfits are so cool that you can just jump in and be like, I'm with this now.
Yeah, let me just look up like a quick little Wikipedia summary of what this is, and then just read that, and then you can read House of X, because it's actually really good. I've enjoyed all of it so far, except as I texted Christian yesterday, Charles Xavier is so gay, like straight up. This is a homosexual, not a homo superior.
Please give some evidence. I would like to
If you've ever seen like any drag show ever and like the twink walks out on stage, that is what Charles Xavier just did in this comic book. Yeah. That's how it starts. And you know what? I have the screenshots for you, Alana. I'm going to send them to you. And then, but the thing that really got me yesterday, which is what I said, Christian, is that Xavier is, they bring all the X-Men back to life. It's like, whatever, you know, that happens. And it's back in their perfect form, quotes. And then Scott Summers is just laying there naked with Xavier over him, and he's like, my child. If you see the way he touches this man's face, I was like, this is a homo.
Andrew's also sending me these screenshots. Tell me why Storm is on this too. And she's like, yes, you know them as your heroes, your X-Men. And then they're all like standing there naked in thought poses, like with just barely covered by like just different people. And like Wolverine, why was he in the classic like female character character in an action movie, turn around like booty out looking towards the camera? I was like,
yes. And fucking Angel, he has wings, he's flying, you know, and he's flying above everybody, and he's like chest out, arms back, and he has like a leg covering his weenie, you know. It is, the whole thing is, it's a good story, I promise. Like, we hear your shit talking it, but it's actually really good.
I didn't even read it. I'm like, yeah, I really want to read it.
No, I didn't even read it. What I really think you should read, Alana, is the super disgusting shit that I'm into. You should read Hellblazer.
Is really good.
What kind of a recommendation is that? You should read the super disgusting shit that
It is
that
an accurate one. It's about John Constantine. I know you've probably seen the Keanu Reeves movie. That's pretty inaccurate, but I like it.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it's inaccurate, but I love it. So John Constantine, it's categorized as like a cult detective, but I don't even... It's not even so much that he's detecting anything. He's just a nosy hoe. He goes back to London, you know, from being in Swamp Thing and stuff. And there's plague. There's demons. John Constantine sold his soul to two lords of hell to avoid dying from cancer. Oh. So nobody can collect on the soul without causing a war. And like that sets the tone for most of his adventures. He is like a wizard or whatever, but he doesn't really use magic that much. Like him being a wizard is the least interesting thing about everything going on in Hellblazer.
Yeah, if you want to see like a hypersexual magician, that's him.
Yeah, no, he had sex with this lady who was supposed to give birth to the next savior, the next coming of Christ. And he poisoned her with demon blood. That was a whole thing.
Oh my god, and that movie I just watched where for the Queen of Los Angeles, who's an angel or slash demon thingy, she just like gets up on his dick and starts riding him, and then she's telling him the evil plot. It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Yeah, that's power. That's John Constantine, so that's why you should read Hellblazer.
No, honestly, Alana, jokes aside from my incredibly sketchy recommendation, I think you would really enjoy DC Comics Bombshells. It's an alternate universe type story by the two Marguerites, who are my favorite writer and artist in comic books, Marguerite Bennett and Marguerite Sauvage.
Yeah, so if you also, that one is like really pretty, and it's very 1980s-y, but they also just did one about like Wonder Woman, Kara Zor-El, Superwoman, and it's really good. They just did it together. It was one of my favorite things. It was in Future State, and that's an easy one to read. You could easily pick up that one and just read it. Like, you don't have to know anything at all.
For sure. My library has a huge comic section too, so I'm gonna go check it out and see if I can find like an actual copy of it. I don't remember if she got to come to this place with me, but there used to be this comic book coffee shop in Sacramento, and it was called Oblivion, and it was so cool because like half of the store was comic books, and like you walked over there, but then the other half was like this badass coffee and breakfast, and you could get like your favorite comic book logos like dusted onto the top of your coffee, so you use cinnamon or whatever, and like you could have, a lot of people got Spider-Man, and it was really cool.
So you could get like the Batman logo on your coffee.
Yes, and then you could go look at comics because
that is really cool.
Oh, that's Oblivion. Cool. That's that place that you were going to take me to if we hadn't been chased by a bunch of drug dealers.
No, that was a different place. But yeah, that happened too when Christian and I almost got mugged in Sassoon.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we would have gotten mugged if we didn't have street smarts. That's all for this week's episode of True Believers. Thank you for showing up and vibing with us today, Alana.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Alana would prefer that nobody in the universe knows any of her personal information. So as always, if you want to leave us a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on Instagram at True Believers Pod and on Twitter at True Believers P, or you can even email us at onetruebelieverspod@gmail.com. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.